A new drug just reduced seizures in children by 91%. For families who've been waiting decades, that number changes everything. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today we've got four stories that prove progress doesn't wait for permission. From a medical breakthrough giving children their lives back, to a country that just cleared its last landmine.
We've also got chickpeas growing on the moon. Well, almost.
And Romania might have just cracked the plastic bottle problem. For real this time.
Let's get into it. Imagine being told your baby might have dozens of seizures a day, that there's no real treatment, that the condition could affect their development for life. That's been a reality for families dealing with Dravet syndrome for almost 50 years. But today, there's genuine hope. A drug called zorevunersen has just delivered results that researchers are calling unprecedented. In a 3-year clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine, children with Dravet syndrome saw seizures drop by up to 91%.
91%. And this isn't just seizure reduction. The trial showed improvements in cognitive function too. That's the part that really stands out. These children aren't just having fewer seizures, they're developing better.
Dravet syndrome affects roughly one in every 15,000 children. It's caused by a mutation in the SCN1A gene, which disrupts sodium channels in the brain. And until now, treatments could only manage symptoms. They couldn't touch the underlying cause. Zorevunersen is different. It's precision medicine. It targets that specific genetic mutation directly. And the results held up over 36 months of testing.
There are caveats and they matter. The trial was small because rare diseases mean small patient pools. Long-term safety data beyond 3 years doesn't exist yet. And we don't know what this drug will cost. Precision medicines rarely come cheap.
But for the families who lived with the constant fear of sudden, unexpected death, which affects up to 20% of Dravet patients, this trial isn't just data. What happens when this approach gets applied to the hundreds of other rare genetic conditions with no effective treatment?
2 million. That's how many landmines were buried across Croatia during the 1991 to 1995 war. Scattered across 13,000 square kilometers, a quarter of the entire country, one in five Croatians lived under that threat every single day. And now, 3 decades later, every last one has been cleared. Croatia has officially declared itself landmine free.
That is extraordinary. 30 years of methodical, dangerous work to undo what took just 4 years of conflict to create.
And it came at a real cost. 249 people lost their lives during the clearance operations. Professional D-miners who understood the risks and kept going anyway. But here's what happened next. Croatia didn't just celebrate and move on. They took the robots and expertise they'd developed over 3 decades and donated them to Ukraine, which is now facing its own landmine crisis.
Turning their hardest won knowledge into help for someone else. That's the kind of detail you don't forget.
13,000 square kilometers, safe again, 249 names that made it possible.
Right. So someone at the University of Texas looked at moon dirt and thought, you know what would grow nicely in that? Chickpeas.
And they were right. That's the wild part. They actually managed to grow and harvest chickpeas in soil that was 75% simulated lunar regolith, published in scientific reports, fully peer-reviewed.
Until now, space agriculture has mostly been salads. Lettuce, herbs, radishes on the International Space Station. Lovely. But you can't sustain a lunar base on side dishes. Chickpeas change the equation. They're packed with protein, essential amino acids, fiber. And here's a bonus. Legumes naturally fix nitrogen in soil, which means they could actually improve growing conditions for other crops.
The trick was mixing the lunar soil with worm compost and mycorrhizae fungi. things you could realistically produce on a moon base using crew waste and local materials. It's not science fiction. It's surprisingly practical.
Now, the caveats. This was done in Earth gravity, not the moon's 1/6. Lunar radiation effects on plants are still unknown. And simulated regolith isn't the real thing.
But with NASA's Artemis missions working toward a permanent lunar base, knowing you can grow actual protein up there isn't just interesting.
It's the difference between visiting and living there.
Plastic bottles, they're one of those pollution problems that feels permanent. You see them in rivers, parks, gutters, everywhere. We've all accepted them as part of the landscape. Romania decided not to. The country launched a nationwide bottle deposit return scheme, and the results are remarkable. According to RetuRo CEO Gemma Webb, bottles that were once everywhere in Romania's streets and waterways have almost completely disappeared.
Almost completely? What kind of return rates are we talking about?
The system is now the world's largest bottle deposit scheme by scale. You pay a small deposit when you buy a drink, return the empty bottle, you get your money back. Simple. And it works because it taps into something universal. People respond to economic incentives. What matters here is the context. Romania wasn't some Nordic country with decades of recycling culture. It had serious waste management challenges. If this works there, the argument that it can't work elsewhere gets much harder to make.
It doesn't address all plastic packaging, and the setup costs were significant. But as a model for one specific, visible problem, the evidence is hard to argue with.
As Gemma Webb put it, the bottles were everywhere. Now they're almost gone.
Time for our rapid fire round. Here are today's numbers that deserve your attention.
10,000. That's how many calls Martha's Rule has received since launching across England's hospitals. The scheme, named after 13-year-old Martha Mills, who died of sepsis, lets families request urgent second opinions. It's already led to 446 potentially life-saving interventions.
$1.1 million. That's what Sisters Rising Worldwide channeled directly to 62 humanitarian projects in 28 countries last year, reaching nearly 238,000 people. And 100% of donations go straight to projects through 2026.
800,000, the number of women in Britain who will gain statutory sick pay access for the first time under the new Employment Rights Act. Women are currently twice as likely as men to fall below the threshold. That changes now.
And finally, 5 eggs. That's all. But they're from New Zealand's rarest parakeet, the Kakakariki Karaka, successfully harvested from a sanctuary breeding population for the first time. With only around 100 birds left in the wild, every single egg counts. That's your Brightside Daily for Tuesday.
If any of these stories made you feel a little more hopeful about where we're headed, share this episode with someone who could use that feeling today.
And for the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we've got more stories from the people and places quietly making things better. You won't want to miss it.
Until then, keep looking for the good stuff. It's out there.
It really is. See you tomorrow.